are some doomed by their childhood influence. Don't many of our disempowering thoughts begin in childhood? In other words, how much influence do adults have on the way children begin to think? And are children doomed to continue the patterns of resistant thought that they learn from their parents?
Doomed is a stronger word than we would use, but there is no question that children are influenced by the thoughts of their parents, because anyone who is giving their attention to anything begins to offer a similar vibration. But it is a value to remember that no matter what your age, there is always a vibrational relationship occurring between the vibrational content of whatever you are focused upon in the moment and the point of view about the same subject from the source within you. For example, when an adult disapproves of the behavior of a child and speaks his condemnation of the child, as the child observes the adult's disapproval, a vibration occurs within the child that corresponds with that disapproval. But at the same time, the source within is offering appreciation and approval of the child, because no matter the situation, source never withdraws love or offers condemnation, ever. So the discord between the active vibration, influenced by the physical adult's disapproval, and the active vibration of the love of source, causes discord in the child, which feels like negative emotion. When negative emotion is present, it always indicates discord between the perspective of source and the perspective of you in your physical body. It is of value to note here that no negative emotion is present until opposing vibrations have actually occurred. In other words, no matter how much disapproval another feels for you, unless you focus upon their disapproval long enough to activate it in your own vibration, you will not feel the discord. But most parents are so certain they are right that they work quite hard at staying focused upon what they believe is wrong behavior until they do manage to influence enough attention to their object of disapproval that the discord begins within the child. It is interesting to note the striking difference between the behavior or approach of your source and most of your parents. Your source, no matter how extreme the situation, will never withdraw its love and appreciation from you. There is no behavior that you could offer that would result in the withdrawal of the love of source. While quite often, your physical parent, who has lost conscious connection with source, seemingly demands your attention to what he deems your failure or misconduct. Notice how reluctant your children are, especially in the beginning, to admit their wrongdoing to you. It is their natural instinct to continue to feel good about themselves, even when you are finding flaws or misbehavior. From the moment that you are influenced to deviate from your awareness of your own value, the most powerful desire that flows forth from you is to reconnect with that awareness of your value. There is no greater driving force in the universe than the force of well-being and self-value. So even if you are like most children who have been born into an environment where most adults have lost their conscious awareness of that connection, whenever you catch a glimpse of it, it calls you, and you feel it. There is no greater purpose of this book than to activate within you a conscious decision to seek alignment with the source within you. Whenever others attempt to guide or influence your behavior by the offering of approval or disapproval, as you try to please them, you are diminishing your awareness of your own guidance system. If we were parents standing in your physical shoes, our dominant intent regarding our children would be to make them aware of their own guidance system and to encourage them to utilize it always. For we understand that there is no amount of physical knowledge that we could convey that could begin to approach the magnitude of the value of their continual alignment with their broader perspective. In other words, the coaxing of anyone into pleasing you from your physical perspective and thereby ignoring their broader perspective of source is a sacrifice we would never ask of anyone.